Hi there, everyone. Welcome to the Shor Vort for Parshat Shemot. This week is the story of features the story of Moshe in the basket in the Nile, when his parents have given up hope that that they can keep hiding him. They place him in a basket, put him in the river and the reeds. Hopefully, someone will come and save him. And lo and behold, the daughter of Paro shows up in that spot to go bathe. Notices the basket, opens it up, has compassion for Moshe, takes him in and raises him like a son. And there's a midrash about this story that says the following, that Bat Paro mitzarat haita, that Bat Paro, the daughter of Paro, had tzarat. She was affected by this skin condition that causes whiteness on your skin, abnormal whiteness. And she was afflicted by this, and therefore she went to go and bathe in the river to try to clear this affliction. And when she touched the little basket, the teva that Moshe was in, she was healed from her condition. And therefore she had compassion for Moshe and loved him exceedingly, says the Midrash. But what does this Midrash really mean? It's a little strange at first. What do you mean she had tzarat? Well, in our tradition, one of the reasons that a person gets tzarat is for Lashon Hara, is for speaking ill of others. Bat Paro lived in a house filled with Lashon Hara about the Jewish people. The Torah records that Paro said that the Jewish people would join the Egyptians' enemies if there was a war, not being loyal at all to the Egyptians, based on no evidence. If there was any evidence, it was actually that the Jewish people would follow Yosef's lead and help the Egyptians through a difficult time. But no, he decides to slander the Jewish people and thus give the Egyptian people the reason that we should enslave the Jews. When she finally comes in contact with this basket, with Moshe Rabbeinu in it, she's healed. She's healed of this understanding of Lashon Hara, that the Jews are all bad. And look at this. This is a Hebrew, a Jewish baby. It's a baby. You think he would join the enemy against us? How do we know that? And she has this face-to-face interaction, and it changes her perspective, and she takes Moshe in. And this Midrash speaks to the importance of getting to know other people, because when you get to know them, things that we might have thought that we knew about them, maybe when you get to know somebody, changes our whole perspective. If only Paro had gotten to know the Jewish people, only the Egyptian people had not listened to the slanderous lies of Paro and simply gotten to know some Jews in a real meaningful way, that might have healed them of this belief that the Jewish people are somehow not loyal. And it's a lesson for all of us about the importance of getting to know people before we judge them, and how important that is, that is our perspective as we, you know, make our way through life, whether it's in our place of employment, it's out there in the broader society, within our own Jewish community, the importance of really getting to know people before we prejudge and we think that we've really truly known them. When we do this, we are going to live a life of more understanding of others and hopefully more successful, happy, thriving relationships. Shabbat Shalom.